Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy's on the inside. It's time to hear from Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries here on a Bucks Tuesday. Yeah, you want a Bucks Tuesday? This is your Bucks Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. Gary Wolfel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, here to answer the tough questions. Most importantly, what the hell is this, Gary?
Jason getting fired.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Until when?
Until you just told me.
You didn't know?
No.
You knew.
I knew.
I thought they had a team meeting.
I don't know nothing about that. I missed it, I think.
You break the news to Eric Bledsoe that his coach got fired?
And if you believe that, wherever you want to take that. But, no, I mean, come on. Eric Bledsoe knew that he was fired. Everybody in that locker room knew that he was fired before they got there. In fact, John Horst had called or tried to reach out to basically every single player, if he didn't reach out to every player. Mm-hmm. Way before that. So, maybe for one crazy reason, he wasn't at the meeting. He should have been there. He could have been fine for not being there. But my guess is he knew about it.
Yeah. What was the purpose of him, playing coy like that? I didn't understand why he would do that.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of these players become very, very paranoid when something controversial goes down. They're reluctant to say anything. And, last night, all the players were saying all the right things, that they like kids and respected kids and, blah, blah, blah. And, darn well, probably about 50% of them were lying.
Sure.
So, but that's the nature of the business. Everybody wants to be politically correct. So.
Well, Gary, how did this all go down? Because to have this news broken maybe a couple hours before game time, they played a game Saturday night, no game on Sunday. You'd think that maybe a move would have been made on Sunday. How did it come down to a couple of hours before game time? What was the tipping point? What was the process on all this?
Well, to be honest with you, Chuck, I think the wheels were in motion last year already. Remember when the Bucks hit the skids and they lost, 10 to 12 games?
Mm-hmm.
And Kidd came close to being fired at that time. In fact, I talked to one of the owners and flat out asked him, I said, is Jason Kidd going to get fired? And he didn't go no right away. He paused for several seconds and he goes, probably not. But the fact that he hesitated and delayed spoke volumes. Mm. That, Kidd was definitely in trouble. And then this summer when I was out in Las Vegas at the NBA Summer League, I talked to some people that were directly involved in the hiring of the new GM. And two of the people that I spoke with told me flat out that in the talks, the Bucks brass made it be clear to them that the new GM would have the power to fire Jason Kidd. And they were shocked. Because everybody, like most people around here, thought that Jason Kidd was running the show, that whatever Jason Kidd wanted, he got, And when those people told me that they would have been given the power to fire Jason Kidd, again, that spoke volumes and told me that, hey, Kidd's in trouble.
The optics around this one, a little confusing again. When they brought Kidd in, that was a mess. They admitted it. The GM thing, when Horst was fired or hired, that was a little sketchy too. And then you have the Bledsoe thing was a funny moment, but it did kind of lead to some questions because Horst is there at 5:45 saying, Prunty's the coach tonight. Wes Edens 20 minutes later is saying Prunty's the coach all season. These may be little things we may be nitpicking, but sometimes it just seems like not everybody's on the same page or that the communication here could be better.
That was absolutely bizarre because I talked to a couple of reporters and I said, wait a minute, didn't Horst just say that, you know, they were going to decide after the next game, you know, what was going to happen, that they were going to put together a plan? And, you know, we all agreed. We started laughing because then he goes on Fox Sports Wisconsin and tells everybody that, hey, Horst is, you know, there. And about that same time, I was talking to Wes Edens, and he didn't have any hesitation. He flat out told me, he said, yeah, Prunty's the coach for the rest of the year.
Okay. What do you think Prunty is going to bring to the table here for the rest of the season? By making this move, what will he do maybe differently than Kidd would do? Because everybody's got their own ideas on how a team should be run.
Well, he won't be bringing a condescending attitude and a know-it-all approach. And, many of the players are just flat-out sick of Jason Kidd's arrogance, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, this has been going on forever, and he's got an ego the size of Texas, and wasn't afraid to belittle players in front of their peers. And when it comes to management 101, he definitely flunked.
Okay, and then the problem with that is there was one guy that seems to have really liked him, and that was Giannis, according to these reports, where Jason Kidd just calls up Ramon Shelbourne and tells him private conversations he had with Giannis. Is that a concern that Giannis is going to be too upset about all this?
I don't always believe what you read. That's what I tried telling Steve Pfeiffer on the post-game show last night. You know, Giannis has a reputation at stake, too. You know, he's become the NBA's golden boy, and he's got to be very careful about what he says, what he does now. And again, based on the people I talked to, Giannis and Kidd had a sketchy relationship over the years as well. It may have been better recently, but that does not mean that they did not, you know, butt heads in the past.
And because he's a growing player and he's going to be in the league for a long time, he's not going to come, even if he feels that he doesn't like Kidd or he wanted a coaching change, he's not going to come right out and say, because it's going to make him look bad too. Yeah, I need a Kidd fire. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen a lot of players over the years go to management and complain about their coach and then, you know, say, hey, he had nothing to do with it when in fact he did.
Sure.
But I talked to a player in the Phoenix locker room. That quote came up, and he goes, I don't believe it. And another guy, not last night, but I recently talked to a guy who was a lottery selection, and we were talking about Kidd and coaches in general, and we talked about Steve Kerr, and I may have brought this up with you guys last week, but when I talked to Steve Kerr, I asked him, Clay Thompson about Steve Kerr. He said, Steve Kerr is the man. You could tell by the tone of his voice that he was excited to have Steve Kerr as his coach. But we were talking about different coaches, and this guy, this young guy, probably about 20, 21, he goes, yeah, I heard your coach is a blank, blank. No. Yeah, so, I mean, his reputation definitely spread around the NBA.
Okay, who are some of the names that you think this ownership is going to bring in? And you know, I'm thinking they're going to want to make a big splash. This is the way this operation works here. What are some of the guys you think they'll bring in the offseason?
Yeah, you know what? You know, one name, I mean, it's already been thrown out there, was Monty Williams. His name came up last summer at the Summer League. I mean, one guy claims that the Bucks were very, very interested in him at the time. You know, whether that's going to be the case or not. But I do know this. I talked to probably about five or six NBA executives yesterday, and any coach that you could think of, whether it was Kevin McHale, Jeff Van Gundy, Vinny Del Negro, go right down the list, they said they're going to pursue that job. So John Horst, Wes Edens, they're going to have, I mean, an incredible opportunity here to get a great coach.
The Bucks. You're right, and I think that they should shoot their shot, right? Because this is an attractive job. I think there's only a even if you look at the current head coaches, guys that are under contract, they might be looking over the fence and saying, "Oh boy, Giannis, the Bucks. You know, I could want that job." I think they should shoot as high as they want to. Is there anything that Joe Prunty can do to be the coach next year?
Yeah, he can put a lot of pressure on ownership. I mean, if they go into the playoffs and go into the second round, Bucks Nation is going to be ecstatic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a very tough, I mean, very, very tough decision to say, oh, you know what? We don't want Joe Prunty after he just let us into the second round of the playoffs and cleaned up a mess, you know, during the regular season. So, he's got a shot. But it's going to be a tough one.
Do you think all these assistants are going to stay on for the rest of the season? I mean, some of these guys who have been kid loyalists?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, who knows? I mean, there might be one or two guys that leave, but it's really hard to check. I mean, they're under contract, so they'll probably stay for the remainder of the year. But that's the problem when you fire a coach early in the year. You know, your options are limited as to who you replace the head coach with. And Prunty is pretty much a clone of Kidd, and the players know it. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out the rest of the year.
John Horst talking yesterday had this to say.
The importance of the fans of the organization going forward is paramount. We love our fans. We don't consider really consider the fan chatter and banter in our decisions. So we love our fans. We love the support of the organization and of our team. It has no effect in the decisions that we make.
So the hashtag fire Kidd movement, right? A lot of people have been trying to get Kidd fired for weeks. I think that John Horst is right, but he's also wrong in that. I think there were some fans that had an influence. I think those fans also happen to own this basketball team. They look at January 22nd and see that team's the 8th seed. I wouldn't credit the ticket buyers for this. I would credit Wes Edens and these guys getting a trigger finger and saying, "We know that the cries of the fans are legit. This is better than an 8th seeded team. We've got to get it done."
Yeah, like I said before, though, the wheels were set in motion last summer already when they were searching for a new GM. And, you know, things didn't get any better. I mean, I know players weren't happy. There were like probably four or five players I know that were not happy at all with Kidd. And, you know, of course, keeps in touch with players. And, you know, and then Kidd didn't help himself by making some just really, really immature comments, you know, in the last couple of weeks about referring to his players.
I mean, if he was trying to get fired, he wouldn't have done anything different, I don't think. If he was trying to get fired, what would he have done different? Very little.
Yeah, and you know what? There is a theory out there that Kidd did want to get fired, that he could care less, you know. I'm writing a column for the Racine Journal-Times tomorrow, and in there I point out how Jason Kidd attempted to leave the Bucks 2 years ago, and you know, not many people know about that. But, you know, it was from day one that people are saying, you know, how much does Jason Kidd really want to be in Milwaukee?
Mm-hmm. What owner, or is there anybody in particular who had the final call on this? Was it Horst? Was it one of the three owners? Are they all on the same page on this? Was there some different opinions? How did that go down?
Well, I flat out asked Wes Edens last night if John Horst came to him to fire Jason Kidd, because that's the way it's been laid out. And he said, well, I can't remember how it exactly played out, but the bottom line is, you know, if Wes Edens, who has overseen the basketball portion of the operations, wanted Jason Kidd to remain on board as coach, Jason Kidd would still be coaching today.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever John Horst said, because he is the owner. He's running the show. So it's pretty obvious that John Horst and Wes Edens wanted Kidd fired.
Gary Wolfel, Racine Journal-Times. We look forward to that piece off of WolfelsPressBox.com. Thank you, Gary. We will be in touch.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.